Rainbow Blow and Indian Summer this morning here on Hot Hits 98.2, I think is what it is. They've changed our dial position so much because the problems we've had with the federal, a lot of the federal institutions, I don't know which one it is, that's the one that guides or governs the radio. Anyway, this is Peabody Wilson this morning, and Joe Walsh, and Far Away, Indian Summer, that was the name of it, that's right, that's correct. I'm so bothered by news. The news, the guns. I don't know. I was looking at an article in the Wall Street Times, which is the one, the Wall Street Journal, and they said that what is needed more than ever before now is a common sense approach. Don't you agree? I'd take phone calls, but we don't have a telephone. And let me tell you why. These individuals that promised funding for our operation did not come through, so we don't have a phone yet. Let me underline the word yet. That coffee that we're drinking this morning, by the way, is systematically bad. New threat to UBL killer. I noticed that the new threat to the UBL killer slide that they put up there on Fox News included the picture of the man that killed UBL. That is the SEAL. So if there was a new threat, it's even gotten newer because they're putting his face out there. Oh, look at that, Spring Byington. God damn, I wanted her. I'm not ashamed to say it. I wanted her in ways that would today, even today, be considered pornographic. Even today, with the filth that's allowed, what I think of when I think of Spring Byington goes beyond what's considered acceptable. Errol Flynn is on screen right now, dancing as if he hasn't a care in the world. And one of those cares that he does not have is whether the world sees him as a heterosexual or not. Also, John Payne. You may remember John Payne. Because for most of the world, that's exactly what he was. And it was placed, the pain, directly below the spine and above the ball. I say ball because so many of my friends only have one, and that's because of the very unfortunate accidents they had in paintball. Not testicular cancer and not any wound they received in a legitimate war. It was from playing paintball. Am I ashamed of that? No, I certainly don't. I'm certainly not ashamed of having friends, and I'm certainly not ashamed of the friends that I have, but is it difficult for me to articulate why that is traumatic for me to articulate that to a third party? Yes, it is, because they never understand, really. They never understand at all. All right, Peabody Wilson here, and let's get to it. Well, that's not gonna work. Oh. Let me toss it off now to my friend Phil Hendry. Your friend?
Phil, that was very, very interesting. I want to ask you a question, Phil, if I could. What if you did the pre-show in the morning, and this it was just on screen. not just on screen, but what if it was just the pictures of things? I think I'm going to try. I'm not going to ask anyone's permission. I'm going to do it this way.
Fuck.
This then is Margaret Gray. That is the image of a child. Don't worry, we will have for you on video alone. We will have for you the pictures of Mr. Henry as he speaks into the God blessed. Look at Spring Byington.
Yeah, we already heard about Spring Byington.
Oh, did we? And what did we hear?
That Peabody Wilson wanted her in ways that would as yet still be considered pornographic.
Is that what Peabody Wilson said?
Weren't you here? You didn't see it.
I didn't see what?
Boy, we got to start over again with you.
No, I just got here, General. General, I just arrived. I just now, this moment, arrived.
You're watching Phil TV.
Ha!
Are we going to have Jack I. Gagner on today? We are. Oh, Christ, this is going to be a... Jack I. Gagner, along with Brent Morrison, it's going to be a bitch and a half. Yeah. Far away, and you never needed bait where we used to go. Just a big-ass chick, I guess you'd call her a hoe, and I'm kidding. I shouldn't have said that. That's the kind of thing that only an asshole would say. And, well, here he is. Here he is. Hey, I found baby Ran and she's alive. Is that her I hear? Yeah, she's crying. Okay, I hear her. Just got, oh my God, I couldn't give up on this kid. Thank God. Miracle ending, missing toddler found in rural Ohio field. How the fuck do you know you found who you think you found, huh? You lying piece of shit. You lied, man. You lied. Hi, this guy's a lying sack. Let's go now to Kip Kiplinger. Well, here he is now. Is this the guy that found him? Boy, he looks like the... This guy looks like a fox... Jesus Christ. If ever there was a guy that's a fox viewer, here he is. He's a farmer. Volunteer who found missing Ohio toddler. There she is, like, I wish this guy hadn't have found me. Because you're putting me right back into the hands of the adult. I wonder if this guy... What do you want to bet this guy took the kid? Huh? Now, did you have anything to do with the kid being missing?
Wait, what are you talking about?
I gotta hear this guy. I simply must hear what this motherfucker's got to say. Oh, you just don't like the fact that another man is a hero, Mr. Henry, and you're not.
She was wearing a purple shirt and some gray pants, so I was looking for a color purple, which would stand out in the environment that we were in.
So, yeah, in a field of purple... Flowers.
And I saw a purple patch, and it looked out of place, so I stopped.
Realized that was something I was seeing.
I could see her blonde hair, and obviously she was asleep, so I thought the worst initially.
Which is what?
Turned off the
that it actually was one of your unborn, one of your children, like, as yet undiscovered and unidentified?
It's kind of one of those where you yell and you're trying to startle her, but I yelled her name, and her body shook. And she lifted her head and she turned and opened her eyes to me. And it was total despair turned to total elation in about 3 seconds time.
I mean, from thinking the worst to the miracle that was in your hands. Do you believe this was a miracle?
Yeah, I do.
I do. I think
that there's a reason that she survived it.
She's.
I'm a big believer in second chances, and I think that she's here for a reason.
Then maybe we ought to elect Obama again.
One day she can reflect back on this, and she can, you know, decide that she's going to do something special because she.
Or she may decide that the whole thing is a piece of shit.
And a good shepherd there. Is there any word on her condition? I understand she's still in the hospital.
Yes, you're asking the right guy.
I've only heard what the news is saying that she was dehydrated. Badly, and that she would be in another day or so. That's my understanding, but only through the news.
If I was that guy, I'd refuse to go on television.
And spotting in a miracle from above, Baby Rain does have that chance.
Yes.
May I take you out?
Victor Sutton from now on. You're a good okay. One. No sheep is left out there. You will find them. And that's something to count on. Thank you for your time.
In pursuit. I would like to thank the community because I just was the guy, the founder.
Yeah, I know. Why are you on television? The community did it. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure are. It says a lot about your community, in fact, and you.
It sure
yeah, it says a lot about your community, not much about you. Thank you very much. Goodbye. Get out of here. All right, now, my blonde hair, the roots are showing.
Now this. Dunkin' Donuts under fire for refusing to serve a police officer. Sheriff David Clark says, forget apologizing. He's got another plan to stop this trend. He is going to join us live next.
Sheriff Clark is the new star.
Why the Ten Commandments are being ripped up from this town hall. Someone call the PC police.
See, why are you being politically correct and following the law? That's just really stupid. Steve, Jesus Christ, this country is fucked up. All right. Separation of church and state. All right, let's put the fucking Quran up in that bitch.
And sucked. Right now, steel blowers start at just $149.95. And get the powerful MS-250 chainsaw for only $299.95. Real people, steel people. Join us.
I was taken by surprise by the thunder. Anybody ever heard that song by Joe Walsh? Well, you just did, if you were tuning in. You know, and I like Joe, but one can argue that he sort of drifted into a hairdressing. Yeah, I don't know. Like he was opening up the shop, you know? I was taken by surprise by the thunder, staring out at the... It's a chance. All right, now, I don't want to... Let's get back to where we need to be, bitch, on this here fucking show.
If you have Medicare, you may have questions.
Uh-huh.
Type of Medicare Advantage health plan.
Oh, okay.
And are you with a company you can rely on?
Now you can get answers to these...
And welcome. This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, it's the world. This is General Galen Shaw saying, fuck you and your mama too. Yes, this is a massive.
By the way, I was looking at our downloads. Right, I gotta turn this screeching queen down before I.
Medical and prescription drug coverage from one of the.
Oh, close your yap. Shut it. Shut it. Shut it. All right.
Plans cover great.
I want to say one other thing. Thank you very much for all of your kind and wonderful comments about my very angry rant there, pre-show rant on the whole gun thing. I know there's a lot of people that liked it, and there's a lot of people probably pissed off. I know, and I want you to know, I really like the fact that we all come together under one common banner. Me. No. well, we sort of do, don't we? I mean, this is a product that we sell. It's called the Phil Hendry Show
subscription.
And I can at least say that I have that much in common with you cats that you like what I do. And here's the thing.
I forget. No, here's the thing.
I guess there's a place for this stuff, but I don't want it to take... I think there's a cure for a lot of what ails this world, man, and I believe it is laughter. Not so much laughter. I mean, laughter is not going to get us to all see life the same way, but it sure as shit is going to chill our asses out, you know, on how to solve problems. Got to be something good in the fact that we all laugh at the same shit, don't you think? That we all understand life in a similar way? There's Rubio, and look at this. Big names sit on the F&F curvy couch. There's Wayne Newton in the middle, Rubio, Kilmeade, Carson, Fluvin. Is that Wayne Newton, the singer, in the middle? Or am I just really sick? And there behind them is Steve Dookie, and there is somebody else and somebody else. The house is rocking, Stevie Ray Vaughan. How would Stevie feel, though? How would he feel knowing that his music is being used by this scum? I'm joking. I like these guys. I like Brian. I like... Who's the chick in the middle? What happened to Gretchen Carlson, man? What happened to Gretchen Carlson? Don't you tell me that they... No! No! Oh, wait, I gotta... I can hear thunder. Get a load of this, babe, man. every pregnant woman on earth has got to wear the tight... Check the ass on this chick. Excuse me for saying, but that's a pretty good-sized, and I think very, very wonderful ass. Extremist post Rob O'Neill address online.
Number one target.
So let me ask you, if the guy is the number one target, why the bloody fuck and why the bloody fuck and hell are they putting this guy's picture up there? Come on, man. You fuckers. You were just showing me her beautiful ass, and now you cats have not... God damn it. Like we like to say in the Phil Hendry Show, there's no surer way to hell than a blonde with a big ass. No surer way to hell. Thank you and good evening. All right, this is terribly sad. I know, let's outlaw football. Please. Jesus, that's sad. I remember being there one day when one of the kids was hurt, was watching football, and one of the kids was hurt, and there was an ambulance there. And, fuck. And you don't know if it's your kid or not. You don't know if your kid's not coming out of the locker room. And, you don't know. Here's that goddamn rat with the pizza. And he finally said, fuck it, I can't deal. And I got to get out of here, man, because I don't want that fucking guy following my ass, man. Are you serious? All right, what are we doing here, man? 17 minutes. Okay. Here, oh, there she is. God damn it. Who is that chick? Is she pregnant? Because if she's pregnant, it's not as good because... her ass is that size because of her pregnancy, and she'll always say, oh, well, you know, and she'll lose the weight eventually once the baby's born. However, if that's the way she is naturally, and she's going to, and they sprayed the dress on her anyway, maybe she doesn't like that, though. Maybe it's, like, embarrassing. Maybe Roger Ailes said, I don't give a shit. Get out there and let's see the ass. But Roger, the dress is, I don't care. I don't care. How many times you don't think they care, do you? You know. That's bad. That's kind of bad for me to say those things. I was taken by surprise. What if the number one conservative commentator in America looks like this? A skull. All right. What if the number one liberal commentator in America, huh? What if the number one liberal commentator in America looks like this? Hello, my name is Bob Bithlow. May I buy you a drink? What if a guy approached you, ladies, if a guy walks up to you, good evening, cocktail,
fresh,
or what if it's the waiter?
Flesh in your drink, sir? Cocktails?
Duncan, disrespect, worker tells cop, we don't serve cops here. Oh, okay, and we don't not kick people in the nuts here. Take the guy outside and just, there, sorry, but we don't not knee people in the groin here. Goodbye. Whataburger, Taco Bell. What is going on around here, man? Oh, well, I understand. There's a whole... It's the silent protest or something. I don't know what it is. I would say we don't serve cops here, not because we don't like cops, but because we do care about cops. We care about your cholesterol. Oh. You cats. They'd have a special donut for a cop. Now, here's this chief, what's his fuck? This guy is he the latest darling of the right? Anytime you find a black guy that's a conservative, man, get him on Fox, because...
Well, I don't want to make a bigger deal out of this than it actually is.
Perfect.
Of all the problems facing the American police officer today, this one's not very high on the priority list.
Right on.
There are some things worth talking about here. Most businesses, smart businesses anyway, they like to have the law enforcement officer, uniform officer stop in from time to time during their shift.
Sure.
It prevents holdups, and it also prevents unruly patrons who know a cop may show up at any moment, but denying somebody service because of their occupation is a new one on me. I wonder what the reaction would be if that employee would have said, we don't serve blacks here, or we don't serve gay here.
Well, that's different.
Simple apology, do of course not. I do get tired of these companies coming out, and they have to do this, but just offering a simple apology and thinking everything goes away. I say, save your apology for somebody else. Apologies are for funerals. They don't work in business. Here would be my challenge to Dunkin' Donuts, since this has happened more than once.
Free donuts.
Put your money where your mouth is. Make a contribution. You don't have to, but make a contribution to the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial in Washington, D.C. that has the names of 20,000 officers killed in the line of duty. Or make a contribution
to the
concerns of police survivors that support
all right, I'm with that, man.
Left behind from an officer killed in the line of duty. That would show more to me than simply saying, we apologize and we're going to counsel the employee.
Well, you know what? Sheriff Greta Van Susteren had a similar challenge. It's a little different. Here we'd like to...
Who? And, I'm not familiar with her.
Dunkin' Donuts CEO Nigel Travis should hit his computer keyboard right now, flash an email order all out throughout the company that tomorrow, October 6th, in every Dunkin' Donut from coast to coast, any law enforcement that shows up in uniform or with a badge gets a free cup of coffee and a free donut. Your thoughts?
Which donut, though? See, that's going to be expensive.
Personally, I think Krispy Kreme makes better donuts.
Right on.
Look, Dunkin' Donuts don't owe us anything. We don't need free coffee. We don't need free pastry. We're not looking for anything free. We're just looking for a response.
He jammed it right back up Greta's ass.
Sure.
You know, that walks into this business.
Yeah, he just shit all over your fucking host there, Steve.
This sort of thing, just from a counseling standpoint, right. I'm not going to tell Dunkin' Donuts to fire their employee, but I'll tell you what, that employee and those employees have damaged their brand. A better headline for Dunkin' Donuts would be, Dunkin' Donuts fires employee who says he doesn't serve police officers, rather than cop refused service at Dunkin'
and
Donuts.
And how about a campaign right on their damaged cups?
Yeah.
I say a campaign right on their cups that thanks those who serve and protect.
Sure.
Maybe that'll be the way to get it back.
And Sheriff, but
he just got done telling you, you dumb fucking broad, he doesn't want any fucking thing from Dunkin' Donuts other than a donation to the memorial and the goddamn fucking...
Sure, and they got to leave that stuff at home, just like cops. You know, you have to leave that stuff at home, and you have to go out and in a very neutral fashion. Just do your job. Keep your mouth shut.
And do your fucking job, bitch.
Dunkin' Donuts is responsible for their employees. They can do what they want. Like I said, I'm not demanding that this person be fired, but nothing sends a clear message throughout an organization about how serious you are on stuff when you
bitch
fire somebody.
All right, Sheriff, thanks so much. Always great to get your perspective.
All right, Sheriff, you
thank
are...
You, Sheriff.
Thank you.
I'm with you.
Hey, Sheriff, how much are they paying you, man? That's what I want to know, the Sheriff Clark. I want to know how much them bitches at Fox is paying your ass, because if they ain't paying your ass, you are getting fucked by these pricks. Make sure Roger Ailes puts some serious fucking dollars, Jack. You know what I mean? In your... serious dollars in your coffers. All right, let's take... Ow! Let's take a look and see what we got going on here this morning on the Phil Hendry Show.
I was taken by surprise, but
Gitmo detainees coming to Colorado. That's good. How do you feel about the Colorado? I know you're the state with the free dope, aren't you? Yeah, yeah. Uh huh. How's that feel? How does that work? How's that work in your fucking world? Huh?
I was taken by surprise by the thunder.
Republican Party. The Democrats, after Reagan's 8 years, there was a very decided, they knew who they wanted. They wanted George Bush. That was their man. And meanwhile, the Democrats were, they had Dukakis, they had Gary Hart, they had, who the fuck else, man, was running for president back there in 88? And Gary Hart was too weird for word. I never got that. He got blown out of there with the Donna Rice thing. Too much monkey business. That was the name of the boat. Support the podcast by selling free beer. Massive archives, Lionsgate. Share the podcast with friends. What is this, man? Okay. All right. I'm good, man. I'm good to go on this shit. Too much monkey business for me. Okay, man. Poor leadership. Every time I see a news story now, either on Fox or on... I have to be honest with you. I'm more and more seeing Fox like a sort of just a... like the Christian network or some shit. You know, in other words, they're skewing everything a certain way. CNN, not so much anymore. And that's probably... And I waver, you know. When Bush was president, I saw Fox as more fair. Maybe I'm just easily brainwashed. I don't know. But here's something that I think is pretty funny. This is that money doesn't equal happiness at work. Okay. You know how old that story is? That's about 40 years old. That's at least 40, if not 50 years old, that study. Because I first heard of it in the 70s when a study came out saying, okay, yes, true, money's important. However, people are far more value... praise. They value recognition of the good work that they're doing is essentially what they, you know, that's essentially what they then that they said, you see. And I'd like to do a show where the guy's buck tooth like this and can't see the buck teeth on account of the mustache, but play your chips sparingly. How to get ahead at work. Workplace checklist. Play your chips sparingly. Workplace checklist. So we're playing poker at work. Is that it? How to get ahead and work. Don't work. Play poker in the back room. And play your chips sparingly. All right. Margaret?
Well, we've been talking, and yes, the voice is loosening up. It's getting a little bit better, but I don't know. I don't know how much better it's going to get.
Well, Margaret, you better get your shit together.
Yeah, better get it together. Tell me to get it together, because I'll kick your ass.
You better get it together. You know? Oh, fuck. Man, I'm writing something. All right, what is this? What is the date today? Today is the... I'm going to organize these things. I have at least 4 pages now on my character that I'm writing, and I gotta get it all organized into a more legible document. I gotta tell you something, man. I have been so fucking tired I don't know why, but I've been so fucking tired the last 3 days. See, I basically work 7 days a week. Not that that's any great shakes, you know. It's I'm not asking for any love, extra love on that one. All right, I'll tell you what. Fuck it. Let's just do our due. Shall we? Let me get this over here, man. News. Traffic, sports, and weather. News, traffic, sports, and weather here on Ooh-ha-ha. Blimpteen. News, traffic, sports, and weather. This is 97.5 Blimptatine. I can hear thunder. What was this flick I was watching? Oh, Taken. Christ on a fucking crutch. I haven't seen that goddamn movie yet. And I suppose that's a movie that's intended for my age group because Liam Neeson is like my age group. All right, man, we're almost ready to go here. I realize it sounds like I'm fucking around, and I am just fucking around. I am doing shit that, frankly, I am stalling. I am all of those things. I am. I need the driveway one, too. All right, here we go. Just right-away driveway. That's the one I need. More than anything else, I need that one. I do. Wait a minute, man. All right. I don't know about you, but I'm ready to go. They say it ain't chicken if you got it. Fuck it. Fuck it.